USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Residents of South Lake Tahoe could soon return to their homes as the wildfire that was threatening the resort town stalled a few miles away. Crews have made progress on the Calder fire that had forced about 22,000 people out of their homes, allowing the evacuation orders to be reduced to warnings. Authorities have warned people that the fire still has the potential to threaten homes, but is currently 43% contained, according to CAL FIRE. The Calder fire has destroyed more than 700 homes and burned more than 215,000 acres in Northern California since it was sparked on August 14th. And New York Governor Kathy Hochul has signed a major disaster declaration in the wake of severe flooding from record-setting rainfall brought by the remnants of Hurricane Ida. The declaration will make funds available for some repairs and temporary housing and also calls for more federal assistance. The governor says more than $50 million worth of damage was done by the storm and expects that number to rise. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said Sunday that only the Pfizer COVID vaccine is likely to be approved for use as a booster shot by the White House's anticipated deadline of September 20th. President Biden has set that date as the point where all people can begin to receive a third dose of vaccine 8 months after their second shot. Fauci says that the administration is still planning on that timeline of 8 months, but the chief White House medical advisor tells CNN that the whole plan depends on getting proper approval.
But remember, we had said, and we continue to abide by it, that the ultimate implementation of that will be according to the regulatory aspect of the FDA and the recommendations of the ACIP, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. So although the plan for 8 months is still there, we're still planning to do that, there very well may be a range of time when the recommendations are being made. So I don't think there's a situation that it is now immutable that we may not be able to change it. But we are certainly still planning for 8 months.
This is USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Call right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
There are growing calls for more intensive screening of Afghan refugees coming into the U.S. after dozens raised serious red flags. Tim Berg has more.
About 100 Afghanistan refugees are being flagged for possible ties to terrorist organization. According to NBC News, of the 30,000 people evacuated from Afghanistan and headed to the United States, some 10,000 needed additional screening as of Friday. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin blasts the screening process for the Afghan refugees.
The State Department is basically running a human trafficking ring. It is clear that Secretary Mayorkas and the Biden administration, they're just waving people through on parole. I believe this is deliberate. Otherwise, why would you do this? Why would you circumvent the SIV process? Stop the in-flights until this is fixed, until people are going through the special immigration visa process, a thorough vetting that sometimes takes over a year. Stop the in-flights until that happens.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And number 9, Notre Dame needed a field goal in overtime to get past upset-minded Florida State Sunday night, 41-38. The Seminoles overcame a 10-point deficit in the second half to force the extra period, led by quarterback Mackenzie Milton, who was playing in his first collegiate game in 3 years after a severe leg injury nearly ended his career. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.